How much are you looking forward to the royal wedding? It is just a week and a day away. Will you be celebrating in style? Will you be having some form of party? Will you be watching wall-to-wall coverage? Will you be listening to beautiful pieces of music? Have a listen to this for a moment. You know, that is lovely, isn't it? But I'm going to have to fade it because people who are just switching on the radio think they're listening to Classic FM or Lyric FM. But it is. It's a beautiful piece of music. And the person responsible for it is on the end of the line, Olga Thomas. Olga, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Goodness gracious, Olga, that is a good voice you have, I'm telling you.
Yes, you inspired me.
I like to inspire a woman from beyond these shores. You're German, yes?
No.
Russian.
I am Russian.
Russian. Yeah. You need to know one country from another when it comes to Eurovision weekend. But Olga, you've got this love for the royal family, don't you?
I have a great love for the royal family. Yes, since my childhood, I would say. I think they are absolutely wonderful heads of states, and I wouldn't wish for anybody better. And I come from the country where royal family was killed, and I have very special protective feeling of love towards the royal family, and it is my great pleasure to compose my private musical gifts for the royal family on behalf of wonderful charity Cruise Bereavement Care, where Her Majesty is royal patron.
And what sort of reaction do you get from the royal family when you compose for them?
Royal family is communicating with Cruise Bereavement Care and usually send very supportive letters. And what is most important, that all proceeds are going to the charities from the sales of any piece I write for the royal family through my entire career. All proceeds, I mean not after expenses, but whatever is bought for goes to the charity. And I think as Her Majesty is such a great, fabulous patron of charities, and that's why one of her birthdays, I think 90th, was patron's lunch of celebration of her fabulous work as support of the charities. I think that is one of the most important things.
So these aren't commissions. These aren't commissions as such. This is your love for the royal family, that you sit and you compose and you think about them and you try to capture it in the music that you deliver.
I hope that my love to the royal family comes out through my music, and the fact that it all goes to support charities gives me great pleasure, because that is the type of legacy which I believe we should leave.
And what is the feeling, you know, 8 days away from another royal wedding? Are you excited? Are you full of anticipation? Are you counting the minutes?
I am very, very happy for this coming royal wedding. It's a very special one, like every royal wedding. But this one is so special. It shows wonderful diversity of our royal family. And it is also so beautiful that people are marrying for love. And that is a great achievement of our times. And I'm really delighted this royal wedding is taking place.
So you see it absolutely as for love. You don't see an American actress socially climbing.
Absolutely not. I think that I see love. That is first thing. If we go through the history, if we read literature, we know that people suffered through that sort of thing, that somebody would see somebody for where they come from, whether they fit in or whatever it is. I love when love prevails. And that is the most beautiful thing about our royal family. that love prevails, and people are begging for love.
And do Russians generally like our royal family, or are you so Englified now that you're almost English as opposed to Russian?
I would say I see myself as English completely. I've lived here for nearly 30 years, and that is my home, and that is my identity. And I bring some Russian flavor for sure, and I love my culture as well. But I do see myself and perceive myself like an English person. And I do not know, to be honest, what is Russia's attitude towards the royal family, or English royal family. I know that Russian royal family suffered greatly, been murdered, including young child, and it affected my perception of this story and my special love to our royal family greatly.
So you're a complete and utter royalist, and yet, you know, you're talking to me here in Northern Ireland, and I'm sitting looking out over Belfast, and for every person that's out there, there's probably one that loves the royal family and there's one that despises the royals. And, you know, people are trying to break away from the ties with Britain. Other people are trying to richly embrace the bond with the United Kingdom. What would your message be to those who don't see the royals as a jewel in our crown?
My message to them would be that I do respect everybody's point of view, and that is very important, that I would do anything to let people speak their mind and make sure that everybody is entitled to their point of view. I only can speak for myself and express what I feel. I would never compare any other head of state to our wonderful royal family. I think the work they are doing is fantastic. I think the image they give to the country is amazing. And what is so great about it, that they are genuine and they are wonderful human beings, in my view. And I would never dream to preach and teach anybody and pass messages, you should do this or you should think this way. If people feel this way, they obviously have their reasons. I can only dare to speak for myself, and I am a great royalist, and that is the fact.
And do you have an appropriate suit for next week? A lot of people here, you know, in certain places will be wearing the gear, and some of them won't take it off until nearly August. Will you be sort of decked out in red, white and blue?
Well, I will be watching it on TV. my contribution is my piece, which is released today, and I hope it will bring a lot of funds to supporting charities, and I will be watching it on TV, and my suit will be depending upon the mood of the day.
What would it have meant to you if you had have been invited to it? Would you have been able to cope if you had have been there in the cathedral?
I've been in the cathedral just next week on Tuesday, and this week on Tuesday, a few days ago. It's absolutely beautiful. I certainly would be able to cope, and I very much enjoyed being in St. James's Palace, meeting Her Majesty, and it was one of the most enjoyable experiences. And again, I was admiring how special and human and involved she is.
What did she say to you?
We were talking about my piece. It was my first piece, which I was greatly honored to present to Her Majesty on behalf of Cruise Bereavement Care. It was a golden jubilee of this wonderful organization, which Her Majesty hosted at St. James's Palace, which again, as my message shows, how wonderfully she is involved with wonderful causes and helping people. So we were talking about the piece I composed. It was written for the memory of the Queen Mother, and it was very special to talk about it to Her Majesty.
It is beautiful music that you make. It absolutely is. And you're a royalist with a capital R. Olga, lovely speaking to you. And if people do want to listen to more of your music, how do they get hold of it?
Okay, that's wonderful that people want to listen to more of my music. So one can get hold of it. It is released as today, of this piece and my other pieces, everything is available through all the music digital stores and some on Amazon, even as a physical CD, hard CD. But singles we usually have as a digital, so it can be bought on iTunes, on Amazon, all over the world, on Google, Deezer, all these digital stores have it. And I do hope people will be buying it, because that will raise funds for two wonderful charities.
Yeah, very, very good causes. Olga, lovely speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Lovely speaking to you too. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you. Olga Thomas, composer. Right, it is 22 minutes past 11. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. What's on your mind, and are you holding your breath to the royal wedding? We'll touch on it quite a bit between now and next Saturday.